Okay, Rabosai, we have made it. Mitzvah number 500, the 10th mitzvah here in Parsha Shoftim. We continue. We're smack in the middle of the mitzvahs related to a king. We did three and we have three left. But before that, we have stuck in the middle here a separate mitzvah that does not have to do with a king. But it's in this context because the Torah mentions it regarding a king. The Torah said the last mitzvah that we did was a king is not allowed to have too many horses. Because what happens if he has too many horses? The Torah gives a reason. V'lo yashiv es ha'am Mitzrayimah, so that he does not return the am to Mitzrayim. Laman harbos sus. Because if he does, then they will want to have a lot of horses, and it'll be won't be good for Klal Yisrael. V'Hashem amalachem, and Hashem has already told you. Lo so sifun lashuv baderech hazeod. Don't go back on this path again. Don't go back to Mitzrayim. This is the Isser D'Oraisa of living in Mitzrayim. The Isser that's quoted by all the Moni HaMitzvos, Kim'at Bizman Hazeh. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shalo Nosif Lashuv Baderach Mitzrayim La'olam. We shall not go back and return to Egypt. Klomar, Shalo Nelech L'Gvoa Adira Seinu B'Mitzrayim. We shouldn't live there. Be Koveya Adira there. Visiting there is not included. Right? Traveling there, being a tourist there, going for a day is not. This is Kvias Dira. V'yal zeh nemar, and that's what it says. V'Hashem amar lachem, lo sosifen l'shuv baderech hazeod. The question is, the Rishonim ask already, and the Achronim echo, it says, I've already told you. Where is Hashem already told us? This is the pasuk that the Rishonim quote, and the Moni HaMitzvos quote, for the Isser. So, where earlier does it say it? It says, Hashem amar lachem, Hashem has already told you. It says, the Chinuch, really, there are three times that we're warned about this in the Torah. V'nichpala hamaniyah bazeh shalosha pa'amim. Amru zacharim levracha. The Medrash says, in Bishalach, Bishlosha makomas hisira Torah, shaloshav ba'ereth Mitzrayim. Bishlashton chazu, bishlashton anshu. Three times. The Medrash, it's also a Yerushalmi in Masech HaSukkah, in the beginning of the last parak. Three times we returned to Mitzrayim, and three times we were punished. Bishlosha makomas, and there the Medrash lists off those three times, as well as the Yerushalmi. V'shloshem makom was Elu, Echem Me'em Uzesh HaZacharnu. Now the Sefer HaChinuch says, what are the three times? One of them is the one that I just mentioned here in our Pasuk. V'Hasheni Hu, the other one is later on in the Torah. Baderech Asher Amarti Lecha Lo Yosef Od. In this Derech that I have told you, do not continue. V'Shlish is, and the third one is earlier. That one's in Shmos in Bishalach. Ki Asher Re'isim Es Mitzrayim Hayom. You see the Egyptians today, says Hashem. Lo Sosifu V'Chulu. You will not see them again. And even though V'Yafal Pishem In Hanigle Shebo Nirash Yehesi, even though it just appears like the story in the Torah, Hashem say, don't worry about it, you don't have to worry, they're going to be killed, you're not going to be able to do that. But it's still also understood as a miniyah, as an isser, and that's what the Torah is referring to here. I told you already in Bishalach. The Hamikdavar says that this pasuk is telling us a yesod gadol in life about reading the Torah. Says the Sefer Hamikdavar, says the Netziv, Kfar Pirshu HaRishonim. The Rishonim have already said, this Sefer HaChinuch, Evi Eben Ezra, on the Pasuk, says, Shehu HaMikra Shebebarshis B'Shalach. What the Torah here is referring to, the earlier in B'Shalach, Lo Sosiva L'Rosam Od Ad Olam. What do you mean? As the Chinuch said, that's not a tzivui. Rak Limadnu Moshe Rabbeinu B'Shem Hashem. Moshe is teaching us by formulating the mitzvah like this. Says the Netziv, Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us Sheish Ba'oso HaMikra Kavana Shnia Suasara Gamkein. Even though the Pshuto Shel Mikra is obviously Hashem is just telling them, don't worry about it, you're never going to see them again. But there's a Kavana Shnia, which is a warning. Shahainu Lashon V'Asher Amar Lachem. Hashem said to you, Hashem already told you, V'ilu Hayakach Pshat HaMikra. If it would have been the Pshuto Shel Mikra in Bishalach, Hashem wouldn't have to say, here, I've told you already. Lo Hayanisruch Lafari Shachi. What's the emphasis of our pasuk to teach me that earlier it wasn't the pshat, but it's an additional level of interpretation? Ela mishum she'eino lafi pshat hutzrach lelamdeinu sheyesh bedavar od kavana shnia. That's the message. This pasuk is megala that the earlier pasuk has a kavana shnia. Umizeh lamanu, and from here it says the Netziv, you learn a yesod gadol sheyesh bedvar Hashem kavanas shonos. This, there, Hashem, whenever he says something, sometimes he means various levels. Levad hanirumi mashmos ha'inyan. And in the footnotes, Rabbi Kupferman says that, v'zeu ha'makar ha'yechidi le'inyan zed. This is the only makar in the Torah. Ba'asher kan, zeu ha'makom ha'yechid ba'torah mofiya lashon zu. V'Hashem amar lachem, Hashem has already told you. Right, we've had the lashon of kasher tzivisicha, like I've already told you, like by shechita we have that, but that nowhere earlier do we have that. We just learned from there that they must have been given hilchos shechita earlier. But here we have a mefurish pasuk referring to another earlier mefurish pasuk in the Torah, teaching me that there is a kavana shnia by divrei Hashem. Yes, the Gemara says in Yevamos, Eina mikra yosi b'dei pshuta. We always have to have the pashup shot. And we understand the pshat for sure as pshat. The Ramban says that the Gemara says ein hamikra yotzei midei pshuto. It doesn't say ein hamikra ela pshuto. Right? Pshuto is a level, but also we have the other levels of interpretation. And this pasuk is begala that the earlier pasuk also has an additional level of interpretation. Very important itziv in his commentary right here. This Isser is a very important Isser. The Gemara even says in Masech HaSukkah, we quoted the Yerushalmi, but I'll just read the Bavli. The Bavli says, this Isser, because it was violated, people were punished for it. Amar Abaya, the Gemara there describes the amazing communities of Alexandria. Right, those are the famous communities that they have to use flags to tell everybody when to say Amen, Mishal Ra, Dulo Yofsumin, Shalexandria, Shamitzrayim, Lora, Bekfodan Shay Israel, Amru Kamin Basilki, Gadola Haisa. It was a huge shul with a huge arch, Bahamit Dome, Pahim Shahayu Kiflaim, Kiyotzi Mitzrayim, a million people in the shul. Right, but double Yotzi Mitzrayim. V'hayu ba'ayin alef katedros shel zav. There were 71 golden thrones for the Sanhedrin Agadol. Kol achas v'achas. Right, not exactly. Sanhedrin Agadol wasn't in Mitzrayim. But kol achas v'achas ein apchusam yesem v'echad ribo. V'cholu v'cholu, all the pomp and circumstance. Bimashal eitz be'emsa isa. In the middle. Right, that relates to the having the aro, the shulchan, the beam in the middle. The Chasam Sofer is very charif about that. The Chazan Aknesses omed aleho v'asodrin biyado, and he has the flags in his hands. The kivish yigielanos amen halam meinif besudar. He waved the flags v'chol ha'am onin amen, and then everybody says amen. Tosfos discusses does this prove that you can say amen even if you don't know what bracha is being said, or they knew what bracha was being said but they just didn't hear it. But amazing, amazing communities described. Then Abaya says, V'kulu katzlinhu Alexandros Mokdon. Right? All of them were killed out by Alexandros Mokdon. If you look in the Mara of Ransburg here, maybe he said it's not Alexandros Mokdon. He didn't kill out. It was a different Alexander. But either way, they were all wiped out. My time of Yashu, why were these communities destroyed? Says the Gemara, Mishum da'avri ahaikra. They've all violated publicly a pasuk in Chumash. Lo sosifun lashuv baderech hazeod. Vino hadrasu. And they went back and they lived there. And that's what they were punished. So we don't have too many averas that communities in the times of the Gemara were wiped out because of these averas. But that's the chumrah of this avera. And there's even a quote. Might be a legend, whether it's true or not. They quote in the Sefer Kaftav Averach, they quote for the Rambam, that the Rambam used to sign some of his letters as, I am the Rambam living, violating three lavim every day. We know the Rambam lived in Egypt, the second part of his life, right? Earlier he had lived in Morocco and Spain, but then he visited Eretz Yisrael, he never lived there, but he went to live in Egypt. That's where he lived. So he used to sign his letters, so the Sefer Kaftav Averach reports, he who is Moshe ben Maimon, he who is violating three lavim every day. These three lavim that the Sefer HaChinuch quotes. So the big shiloh relating to this is, okay, the Pasha Lakamara is that they were living in sin. But what about the Rambam? So the Rambam, okay, you take that Kipshuta, he was living in sin. But how did he do it? What, it was Pikuach Nefesh? Okay, the Sultan wanted him and the Sultan would have killed him. Could have run away. Lav Dafka do is Pikuach Nefesh. But let's say there were many other great rabbis and great communities that were in Egypt. The question is, how were they allowed to live there? So let's see the Rambam and the Mefarshim of the Rambam. So first of all, the Rambam quotes this halacha in Hilchos Malachim. Umutar lishkon b'chol ha'olam. You're allowed to live anywhere in the world, says the Rambam. Yes, living in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Why does the Rambam count that? That is one of the mysteries, but most assume, based on other halachas in the Mishnah Torah, that he also has to hold that it's a d'oraisa. It's a quirk in that it's not one of the separate 613. But he quotes all the Gemaras that have Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as a nafgamina on a da'oraisa level. So Eretz Yisrael obviously is different. But you can live in the rest of the world. Chutz me'eretz Mitzrayim. Except for the land of Egypt. Minayam ha'gadol ha'maravi. Arba me'os parsa. Arba me'os parsa. K'neged Eretz Kush. K'neged ba'midbar. Kol ozul luz yashiba. All the boundaries. U'bishlosha mekomas hasira Torah. Shalashim Mitzrayim. The Torah says it no less than three times. Not to live in Mitzrayim. The Alexandria b'chlal ha'iser. And Alexandria says the Rambam is Bechlal the Yisr. And then he adds, which will, let's read it now because it's open. Are there any exceptions to the rule? You know what? Let's leave this for now. The exceptions to the rule. Let's go back to the Sefer HaChinuch. Actually, I'm sorry. Take it back. Let's do the exceptions now. What are the exceptions? Because the Chinuch doesn't quote it. We'll mention it now. Says the Rambam, Mutar lachzor l'eretz Mitzrayim l'schora u'l'prakmatia. You can go for business. Somebody has a business trip to Egypt. Right? So one is allowed to go there. V'lichbosh arta zacheros, or to go travel to get to other lands. V'ein iser ela lehishtakeyasham. The iser is only to go there to settle there. V'ein lokin alavzen, there's no malchus on this. Says the Rambam because of technical reasons. Sheba esa knisa mutter. Right when you went in, you didn't violate the iser yet. Because you're not daito lishtakeya. V'im yechashev, im yechshav leishev lishtakeyim b'maisa. When you came in, you weren't thinking about staying here, then you didn't violate. Memela, later on, when you decide to stay, you're not doing a maisa. Minchas chinach leaves b'tzarachin, but what if a person comes in, al das lishtakeya? Then you should get malchus. Because that kenisa is there forever. And one should get malchus. So, that is the minchas chinach's question. Either way, the Rambam ends off and saying there is one exception. Will Mitzrayim ever be able to be lived in by Jews? The Yir Ali, says the Rambam. Again, added on to the Yir Ali, meaning the Rambam is saying this based on his own conviction and not based on earlier sources. Shim Kavash Melech Yisrael Eretz Mitzrayim Al Pi Bezdin. If the Melech Yisrael, if a king of Israel expands the borders of Eretz Yisrael and with Bezdin's permission goes into Mitzrayim and conquers it, Shehi Muteres. All of a sudden, that's Mutter. Why? Because that's not Eretz Mitzrayim anymore. That's expanded Eretz Yisrael. V'lo esir haTorah el lashuv la yichidim o lishkon ba v'hu biyad goyim. The Yisr is to go there individually or to live there when it's in the hands of the goyim. Mipnei shema'aseha mikul kalin yoser mikol haratzos. Shneimar kamati Eretz Mitzrayim. Quoting a pasuk earlier in Achraimos. But if Bnei Yisrael conquer it and it's in their control, so then it would be mutter. That is the Divrei HaRambam. But now we get back to the question of how can so many Jews throughout the ages have lived there? Right? Bnei Yisrael doesn't seem like they went down there for business. Right? It seems like they were just living there, big communities. Doesn't seem like, obviously there wasn't a Melech Yisrael that conquered it. So those two exceptions are out. So why is it that they were able to live there? So if you understand like Rabbeinu Bachai, then there's no question. Rabbeinu Bachai argues with all the Rishonim. Everybody else. Rabbeinu Bachai says, this was not an Isser Ladoros. Lo Sosivan Lashubad Erecha Zaod, says the Rabbeinu Bachai. Zu Mitzvah Lashaa. This was a Mitzvah Lashaa. It was a temporary Mitzvah, just like there were certain Mitzvos that apply in Mitzrayim. You can't go out of your house. You can't go out to gather the man on the second day. Right? So this is a temporary mitzvah. Right? It's a Genser and Chazals even. Right? Chazals seem to say it's one of the mitzvahs that are Lenetzach. But this is the Rambam, this is the Rabbeinu Bachai. So mitzvah l'shah, k'day, why? K'day shalo yilmudu yisrael ma'asayim. That's already the hashkafa behind the mitzvah, which we didn't get to yet, but we'll mention it now, because in Mitzrayim, they were very disgusting, and their actions, we don't want to learn from them, so we can't go there. Ulafisha hayu ha-mitzriyim no da'im umafur samim b'chol to'eva, because they are full of abominations in their behavior. Lachach tziva lamkein ve'eina mitzvah ledoros she'yasar akasav adira b'mitzriyim la'olam. It's not true, says Rabbeinu Bachai. V'harianu roin, after all, we see kama kihilos daroshame ozvad ayom. From then until now, says Rabbeinu Bachai in the 1300s. V'ilo haisa mitzvah ledoros lo hayisra it can't be. Pukhazi, says Rabbeinu Bachai, so many Jews live there, it can't be that it's still usher to do there. V'ilu asu kain, if it was really usher, then we would have had tshuvas over the past 1,000 years, says Rabbeinu Bachai. Hayu chachamim shebechol dar v'adar mochim biyadam. If a large group of Jews are doing a public avera, then the poskim would have screamed about it. And therefore, it must not be a mitzvah l'doros. And if you want to say it is, v'yesh sovrim shemitzvah l'dorosu, maybe it is, avolo aser akasav adir b'mitzrayim, elo la'osan shabayim l'sham me'eretz Yisrael. Second possibility. This is the shita of the Yireim, Rabbi Zabi Metz, who says the Isser is only going from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. What's the language of the pasuk? Lashuv baderech hazeh. This derech. Going from any other land, you're allowed to go to Egypt. The Isser is only to go straight back from Eretz Yisrael. That is the Isser that was suggested by the Yireim in his Sefer. So if you want to see that, it's another possibility. V'chein yorah lashuv baderech hazeh. Shatem holchem shemagamas p'neichem la'aretz lo toshuvu mi'en al Mitzrayim. So those are two ideas that are mentioned in Rabbeinu Bachai. Maybe it wasn't Ladoros, or maybe it's only baderech hazeh. These two ideas might also be reflected in the two Tamei HaMitzvahs, before we get back to other defenses. Let's go to the Tamei HaMitzvahs for a minute, in the Sefer HaChinuch. Misharshi HaMitzvah. Shifi, what's the message? So, the obvious one is what we just said already. Fisha Anshe Mitzrayim Ra'im V'chata'im. The people of Mitzrayim are evil and sinners. V'okel baruch hu hotzi anu misham. V'go'alnu b'chassadav miyadam l'zako seinu l'alachas baruchi emas. Hashem took us out. V'ratza ha'tuvo ha'gadol aleinu l'vilti nashuvod. L'hi tamei b'tochav. We shouldn't go back there. So we don't learn from their terrible actions. That is one svara. By the way, the Menachas Chinuch quotes a machlokas Rishonim. What happens if no Mitzrayim are there anymore? Is it a din in the physical karka? Or is it didn't just the people there, so you learn from them? So the Menachas Chinuch says, it sounds like from the Rambam, it is not totally on the Uma Mitzrayim. Zeres HaKasuv, you can't live on that land. But some Rishonim, and maybe it's for sure highlighted by the message of the Hashkafa of the Sefer Chinuch, that only when they're there. If they're not there, they're not going to learn from them. So therefore, it's not a problem. Either way, that is all one idea of the Sharshi HaMitzvah. The other idea of the Sharshi HaMitzvah could very well be nothing to do with the people. But that is, if we go back to Egypt, it's basically a slap in the face and an affront to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim in the most miraculous time period of the history of the world, like the Ramban writes in the end of Parshas Bo. These were miracles. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did so much for us. He took us out of Mitzrayim. You have a mitzvah every day to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have a mitzvah once a year. See for Yetzias Mitzrayim. And you're going to go back to Mitzrayim? There's such an emphasis of Yetzia mi Mitzrayim. For the Jewish people, you're going to go back? That's like a slap in the face to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe that would apply even if there are no Mitzrayim there. And maybe, how do you work this now? Like, do you say it only applies when Bnei Yisrael go back from Eretz Yisrael? Only that's a slap in the face? Maybe. If you say the reason is we don't learn from them, so maybe going from anywhere. But if it's the slap in the face, you're undermining what Hashem did for you. So maybe Hashem took us from Eretz Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. So maybe only doing the opposite is undermining what he did. But either way, that is a suggestion for what is usher. What other possibilities are there? So the Radvaz right here on the Rambam has a couple of other suggestions. V'im Tomer, he asks, and the Radvaz should ask us. He also lived in Egypt. What's the answer? The Yesh Misha Kasa, he quotes the Yireim, Shlo Asra Torah, Ela Badera Chazek, Klomer, Me'eret Yisrael, Mitzrayim. That's one. Says the Radvaz, Ve'ein Tam Zeh Maspik. I don't like this because that works for this Pasuk, Lo Tasha Badera Chazek Od, but what about the other Psukim that we mentioned? There's two other Psukim, Lo So Sifu Lerosam Od Ad Olam. You're never going to see them again. And we say that means that you shouldn't see them again. So he says, number two, Yeshlitin Tam, based on the Rambam, the Isser is only Leireid Vlogur Ulhish Takeya. But if you go down for business, it's okay. And whoever went down there for business, then they decided to stay. So it's not a lav bekum ba'aseh. Says, I also don't like this pshat, because they're still doing something wrong. They're still doing something wrong. There's still an Isser. Oh, because now, but it's an Isser B'Shev Altase, and the Torah of the Tiltol, and the Miyat HaRevach, they could stay. Okay, there's something to talk about there. But still, what about, he says, V'im Tomer Tikshi L'Rabbeinu. What about the Rambam himself? Shereinish Takeh B'Mitzrayim. So V'yesh Lomar De'anus Haya Al Piyah Malchus. Shaya Rofi L'Melech. He was the king's private doctor. V'gam Ani. So if there's a reason for doing it, then it will be okay. V'gamani nis yashavti sham zman meruba lilmo Torah ula lamda. I went there to learn and to teach. V'kavati sham yeshiva, and I set up a yeshiva there. V'chiyagavna mutter v'shuv basi b'Yerushalayim, and then I returned. I was betezim b'Mitzrayim, and then I came back to Yerushalayim. So there are a couple of suggestions. Again, Rav Avadia talks about this as well. Obviously, he was in Egypt for a couple of years towards the beginning of his life. Either way, these are different suggestions. One other suggestion, which we haven't mentioned yet, and that is, even if you want to say it is a mitzvah ledoros, it could be that once Sancheriv was mevalbel all the umos, and now all the umos are mixed up, and you say that it's totally, your whole life, the Shita, that is totally on the Mitzrayim being there. So now, all the there are no Mitzrayim there. They physically live in Egypt, but they're not the real Mitzrayim. So that's why, maybe that's another suggestion why it would be Mutter today. And that's what the Ritva says in Yuma on Daf Lamed Ches. V'yesh Omrim, Sha'osan Ayaros, Farnes Balbalu, V'nechrevu, V'ilu Ayaros Acherosain, She'ez Asher Acherichain. Right, these are new cities, new people, new cities, and it wouldn't be a problem. I saw a Pi Kabbalah, some of this farm, right? that there's another idea. Again, the Shorash of the Mitzvah, number one, because we shouldn't learn from their actions. Number two, because it's a slap on the face to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number three, the Pasuk says, and it's explained by the Gemara in Brachas and elsewhere, that Mitzrayim was emptied out. Kimitsula Shein Bo Dakim. Right, different Lashonos, what exactly? It was totally emptied out. So what does that mean? So that Rizal explains, based on Kabbalistic sources, that every time a Jew is in Galus, in order to uplift the Nitzotzos HaKadusha that are there, and to bring them back closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzrayim, Chazal tell us, it was totally emptied. It was totally empty, therefore there's no purpose for a Jew to be there in Galus. It was totally emptied, and therefore there is no heter. Weiter. Bitini a mitzvah finishing up, Masha Omer Zichonim Lavracha, Shlo Hiyir Mitzrayim Levadu B'chal Yisrael, Ela Af B'chol Alexandria Yisrael Lishkon, the whole area. V'noeg Yisrael Zeh B'chol Zman, B'zachar M'v'nekevas, men and women, V'over Al Zeh, V'kavat Yiraso Sham, Over Al Av Zeh. Somebody goes there and lives there, they get into Daraisa, but again, as we said before, there's no Malkus, because when he went in, it was Mutter, and when he decided, there was no Malkus, and again, the Mechatz Chinuch leaves it for Sarachim, but what if there is? This does relate to something we discussed actually a couple of mitzvahs ago, and that is, but here you did a Maisa, even though the Isser is later on, we have similar discussions before. If you do an earlier act, and then later on, it becomes usser going into the Beis HaMikdash without a karban. You did an action. So is that called a lav sheyish b'maisa or ebo maisa? And you end up being in the Beis HaMikdash without a karban. We discussed that in Mitzvah Tav Pei Tes, the Mitzvah of appearing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yantif, and the Isser of Tav Tzadi appearing without a karban. So that's what we discussed, an earlier maisa and a later on Maka B'Patish in the Issers. This also would have to be discussed in that context. So Baruch Hashem, we made it into the 500s. We have 113 mitzvos to go. Next time we'll continue with the last three mitzvos that are related to a king.